Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Italian, a Self-Teaching Guide by Ilaria Serra is a practical language learning manual aimed at independent learners who want a structured introduction to Italian, presented as a self-study guide. The book belongs to the long-running self-teaching reference tradition and is designed to help readers build usable skills without requiring a classroom setting. The revised third edition is positioned for beginners, as well as learners returning to the language for review. Its stated focus is direct, everyday communication, supported by step-by-step lessons, grammar explanation, vocabulary building, exercises, and self-tests. The book also incorporates cultural notes, which helps connect language study to the social situations in which Italian is actually used. Rather than treating Italian as an abstract academic subject, it frames learning around common needs such as travel, dining, arranging accommodations, and managing routine interactions. That practical orientation, combined with guided practice and answer-checking features, makes it a resource meant not only to explain Italian, but also to help learners actively use it with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a self-directed approach to beginning Italian. One of the book's most important features is its clear commitment to self-instruction. Italian A Self-Teaching Guide is built for readers who want to learn on their own schedule, making it especially useful for adults balancing study with work, travel planning, or personal interest. Instead of assuming access to a teacher, the book organizes learning into manageable lessons that guide the reader from basic exposure to practical use. This structure matters because beginners often struggle not only with grammar but with the question of where to start and how to progress steadily. A self-teaching format answers that problem by providing sequence, review, and opportunities for checking understanding. The book's value lies in how it lowers the barrier to entry. It does not present Italian as something reserved for formal coursework, but as a language that can be approached through consistent practice and clear explanation. That makes it attractive to readers who may feel intimidated by more technical textbooks. The inclusion of exercises and self-tests reinforces this independent model, allowing learners to assess whether they are truly absorbing material. In that sense, the book is not just an introduction to Italian vocabulary and grammar, it is also a system for building confidence in solo language study. Secondly, practical communication for everyday situations. A defining strength of the guide is its focus on real-life communication. The lessons are designed around situations that learners are likely to encounter, especially when traveling or interacting in Italian-speaking settings. Examples highlighted in public descriptions include ordering food, making travel arrangements, and speaking with service professionals such as doctors or mechanics. This situational emphasis gives the book immediate relevance. Readers are not simply memorizing isolated words or abstract rules. They are learning how Italian works in contexts where clear communication has an obvious purpose. This practical orientation is important because many beginners study a language with a concrete goal in mind. Some want to prepare for a trip, some want to navigate daily interactions abroad, and others want a foundation for future study. By centering ordinary conversations, the book helps users imagine themselves actually speaking Italian instead of merely studying it. The use of mini dialogues and applied examples likely supports this goal by showing how expressions fit into authentic exchanges. Such a method encourages functional competence, understanding what to say, how to respond, and how to interpret common patterns. The result is a guide that treats language as lived interaction, not just a set of rules to decode. Thirdly, balanced integration of grammar, vocabulary, and practice. Another important topic in the book is the way it combines core language components rather than isolating them. Public descriptions emphasize extensive vocabulary, complete grammar explanations, practice activities, and self-check solutions. This integrated approach is essential in beginner language instruction. Vocabulary alone is not enough if learners cannot see how words fit into sentence patterns, and grammar alone can become discouraging if it is not tied to meaningful use. By bringing these elements together, the guide appears to support a more rounded learning process. For self-learners, grammar presentation needs to be especially clear. In a classroom, confusion can be resolved through direct instruction, but in a workbook-style setting, the explanations themselves must do most of the teaching. The book is therefore positioned as accessible rather than overly academic, helping readers understand structure while continuing to move toward communication. Exercises and self-tests deepen that process by shifting learners from passive reading to active recall and production. This matters because language retention improves when readers repeatedly use what they have studied. The practical payoff is that learners can build a foundation across speaking, reading, writing, and comprehension, instead of developing one skill in isolation. The book's educational value comes from this coordinated, skills-based design. Fourthly, cultural context as part of language learning. Italian, a Self-Teaching Guide, does more than teach forms and phrases. It also includes cultural notes, a feature that gives learners a broader sense of how language operates within social life. This is an important aspect of any serious introduction to Italian, because communication depends not only on grammar and vocabulary, but also on expectations, tone, and context. A learner may know the literal meaning of an expression, yet still miss how it functions in everyday interaction. Cultural commentary helps reduce that gap. In a book aimed at self-directed users, cultural material serves several purposes. First, it keeps learning grounded in authentic situations by showing that language is embedded in habits, customs, and social conventions. Second, it increases motivation. Many people are drawn to Italian because of interest in travel, food, history, or broader cultural life, and the inclusion of such notes helps connect study to those interests. Third, it promotes a more respectful and aware use of the language, especially for travelers who want to interact smoothly in Italian-speaking environments. Rather than reducing Italian to a tourist phrasebook, the book appears to frame it as a living language tied to real communities. That wider perspective strengthens its practical usefulness and makes it more engaging than a purely mechanical drill-based manual. Lastly, a guide for both first-time learners and returning students. The book is described as suitable both for people approaching Italian for the first time and for those brushing up on the basics. That dual positioning is significant because it expands the guide's usefulness beyond a single type of reader. True beginners need clear sequencing, supportive explanation, and manageable lessons. Returning learners, by contrast, often need efficient review, renewed structure, and practical reminders of forms they once studied. A well-designed self-teaching guide can serve both groups if it presents material in a straightforward but not simplistic way. This flexibility likely helps explain the book's strong reputation as a dependable independent study resource. Learners re-entering Italian after a break often do not want an advanced text, but they also do not want a resource that feels trivial. A structured guide with conversation themes, grammar review, and practice activities can bridge that gap. It can refresh dormant knowledge while still introducing enough context and application to feel purposeful. For first-time learners, the same features provide reassurance and pacing. The result is a book that occupies a useful middle ground in the language learning market. It is introductory without being thin, practical without being superficial, and comprehensive enough to support meaningful progress in the basics of Italian. In conclusion, Italian: A Self-Teaching Guide is best suited to readers who want a dependable, structured path into Italian without relying on a formal course. Beginners, travelers, adult self-learners, and returning students are the most obvious audience, especially those who value practical communication over purely academic study. Its major benefit is that it turns the early stages of language learning into a guided process. Instead of confronting Italian as a confusing mass of rules and vocabulary, readers are given lessons, scenarios, exercises, and review tools that make progress feel organized and achievable. The book also offers a useful balance between immediate utility and broader language development. It helps learners prepare for common interactions such as dining, travel, and routine problem solving, while also supporting reading, writing, listening awareness, and grammatical understanding. That broad coverage gives it more staying power than a phrasebook and more accessibility than many classroom textbooks. The inclusion of cultural notes further strengthens its value by linking language to real social use. What makes it stand out in its category is this combination of clarity, practical relevance, and self-study design. Many language guides are either too compressed to build lasting skills or too dense for independent learners. This book appears to occupy a stronger middle ground, offering enough depth to be meaningful while remaining approachable enough to use consistently and confidently. If you would like to support Ilaria Sara, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.